Prime Minister Tony Abbott has returned from the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Sri Lanka to face a deluge of questions over his comments about torture. Concerns about Sri Lankan human rights abuses dominated the Chogham gathering, with the British Prime Minister David Cameron delivering searing criticism and India and Canada boycotting the meeting. But when Tony Abbott was pressed on his view, he said that sometimes in difficult circumstances, difficult things happen. Louise Yaxley reports that he's now facing demands to explain what he means.
With the allegations of human rights abuses and torture overhanging the Commonwealth gathering, Tony Abbott was pressed on Australia's view. He emphasised the horrific nature of the civil war that had raged in Sri Lanka and said millions of people who had been exposed to daily death and destruction are now free of that.
Obviously, the Australian government deplores any use of torture. We deplore that. Wherever it might take place, we deplore that. But we accept that sometimes in difficult circumstances, difficult things happen.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, told Sky, Mr. Abbott has to justify that.
Now, Mr. Abbott's going to have to explain, what are the difficult circumstances in which torture is appropriate? What are the circumstances in which torture would be acceptable? Because I believe torture is never acceptable.
Mr. Shorten won't give his own view about the state of human rights in Sri Lanka and focuses instead on Mr. Abbott's words.
I think that Sri Lanka has been through an incredibly difficult time. I get the from the reports I read, things are improving. I get all of that. But what I also understand is that it would appear that over the weekend there were two very different styles on demonstration for the world. There was the UK Prime Minister style, very upfront. Then you had Mr. Abbott's style. When asked about torture, he said, and I'm not going to verbal him, he said we deplore it. But then he said he accepted that in difficult circumstances, difficult things happen. And I think the nation can reasonably expect an explanation from Mr. Abbott.
The Greens' Adam Bandt is outraged that during his visit, Mr. Abbott announced he's handing over two Australian patrol boats.
It is unforgivable that Tony Abbott guts the country's aid budget and then uses the money that's left to buy military hardware for a regime that is a human rights violator. Now, David Cameron, the Conservative Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, is out there criticising the Sri Lankan regime's human rights record, and meanwhile Tony Abbott chooses to collaborate with them. These military boats are going to be used to return the persecuted back to the persecutors.
Labor also says the government should explain what limits it's placed on Sri Lanka's use of the boats. The Immigration Minister Scott Morrison won't say if there are any conditions, but defends the decision to hand over the boats. And he argues Sri Lankans trying to reach Australia are likely to be economic migrants rather than asylum seekers.
I make no apologies for the fact that we are endeavouring to work with the Sri Lankan government to stop boats coming to Australia. That's the point.
But what about if you're in stopping boats coming to Australia illegally, you're stopping people who are fleeing persecution? To quote the Greens again, I don't think Australians who genuinely thought stopping the boats was about saving lives will be comfortable knowing that stop the boats now means preventing people from running away from torture.
Well, 79 out of the last 79 people who sought to illegally come to Australia by boat were screened out by immigration officials. 73 of them were all returned back and 6 are on their way back very shortly. I remember Senator Carr referred to it as economic migration. Mm-hmm. Now, I was there in January and I had the opportunity to see things on the ground for myself, not as part of a sponsored visit from the Sri Lankan government at the commencement of that program. We were in the hands of the Tamil National Alliance and we went everywhere they wanted to take us. So I've had the chance to look at these things firsthand. I've spoken to the UNHCR on the ground, the IOM on the ground. I've spoken to the Indian High Commissioner, others who are very involved in dealing with those issues up in India themselves. I mean, India is 30 kilometres away. Australia is 3,000 kilometres away. The choice to come to Australia has very strong economic motivations.
That's the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison ending that report from Louise Yaxley in Canberra.